want Amy Wood. I have Jack Logan on the phone. He is like a community foot soldier when it comes to fighting gun violence and gang activity in our communities. He's with Put Down the Guns Now Young People, which is an organization that he kind of uses to work that magic. Jack, this is such a tragedy. First of all, your reaction to the loss of life here of one of our Greenville City officers.
Well, I was shocked and I'm hurt because we partners up with the Greenville City Police to do a lot of work in the community, like downtown, and how they support and how Chief Miller has came to town and made it so well for the people to interact with the police. This is a very sad day for me here in Greenville.
Absolutely. And the officers apparently were involved in some kind of a gang-related warrant presentation. They were trying to serve a warrant. You have talked a lot about gang activity in the upstate, and we were talking before this interview about Nicholtown in particular, this area, and that there is a change happening. What are you noticing?
Well, I've noticed that a lot of drugs are being brought into that community, and a lot of people, a lot of men ages 20 to 35 who is just not working, who just walk in the street every day, looking for that handout, looking for that come up instead of finding a place of employment.
And your point is there's lots of jobs in Greenville that people can find work?
Right. There's a lot of jobs in Greenville, even for those who have a felon against, you know, their criminal record. There's plenty of restaurants. There's plenty of businesses. They go and just be honest about their failure in life or their criminal background. They will find employment here. BMW, as you know, they went back and they've started hiring people, you know, who's convicted felons and many other businesses. I feel that what is needed in the city of Greenville and the county throughout the state, that young people need to go to work and out trying to take someone's life and be frustrated because they do not have money or income. And I wish they would not try to lead younger people to do anything wrong. At the same time, I wish this young man who is involved in this had went out and seek for someone for the right guidance to lead him in the right way of life.
How do you change things, Jack? How do you make this kind of scenario, you know, gun violence, officers being shot down, gangs, you know, riddling into a community like this and just kind of changing it? How do you stop it? How do you change it?
Well, how do you change it? I go back to the two basics. You've got to put God in, have God in your life. And second, find it important. And yeah, I really feel that if a person have green dollars in their pocket, they'll be more happy. They'll be more happier in life. And by going to work, finding a job, and at the same time, community leaders, elected officials, reach out to encourage people to go out and find employment. But these people are grown adults. And I want to see police crack down on gangs and crack down on crime in Nickeltown, and in the city of Greenville, the county, and throughout the state of South Carolina, and take our streets back. And if it takes for people to go to prison to be rehabilitated or be warehoused so they become mature enough, well, so be it. That's we have got to teach people who are not being taught at home as a child, as they grow up, that they have to work to make a living. And I feel that young people who shoot at the police, who disobey authority, they have not been brought up in the right way from a childhood.
Well, I appreciate your insight. You know, you're out there, you know, literally walking the streets trying to make a difference, change this whole scenario in our various communities. And you're saying it's not just Nickeltown. There are other communities in Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson, and
right.
beyond
Anderson.
That are facing the same battle.
Exactly. All the other communities throughout the state is facing the same battle. And what's going on now, people are disrespecting police. And now they feel that they can get a police officer and think they will get away with it. No, I hate the police officer was killed, and I hate that this young man took his own life. All of this could have been prevented if that young man had been on someone's job on this state.
I appreciate your insight. Jack Logan, thank you so much.
And thank you, Ms. Wood. Thank you.